Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kiesel III, the author of The Lords of Strategy. The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World, one of my favorite books in my vast library. I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Probably might even be in a library, Walter.
It's in a few libraries.
So check it out, folks. Walter, thanks again for being here. Walter's got a long resume, folks, that makes me say that you should pay attention to him. Former editor, editorial director of the Harvard Business Review, former managing editor of Fortune Magazine, et cetera, et cetera. Walter, we're talking about how to manage people in the 21st century. And we talked about the Amazon expose on the data driven management style that they have there, and the what I'm going to call them. It sounded like they were creating what I call a casualty list, and then you got the guy out in California and in Seattle. I'm trying to think of the name of the company where he decided to give all of his employees a raise to $70,000. Now, you know, that's like the opposite of data driven management, right? So. But that's not working out for them either.
No, that's
and
true.
It turned out to be a failure. So we got to find some common ground in the middle there, don't we?
We do. Well, it is kind of remarkable. I've had that experience in my own so-called managerial or career of sometimes you have to be really careful about how you give people authority, power, or give it back to them. You got to kind of prepare them for it, because if they're used to working in a hierarchical system where they've got somebody who's not necessarily driving them, but more telling them what to do, and then I can rely on the boss to do this or that, and then all of a sudden you say, well, no, we want to work more as teams, we want your input. You have to prepare them for that, and all, as we were talking about before, you have to provide them with some training to how to handle that. I've seen people that I've tried to hand over responsibility to and say, no, mm-hmm. You folks are going to do this on your own. I'm not going to do this for you any longer. Kind of say, wait a minute, we're not sure we want that. So, again, it is a matter of being really clear on what you're going to expect, also consulting people as you develop a new way of doing things mm-hmm. that is going to involve them more, and then educating everyone, including yourself, on sort of the new ways that you're going to have to act, think, and talk to put the new system in place.
The most powerful four words that I have found for my own purposes in management, Walter, regardless of whether you are data-driven or not, whether you're a driver or a leader or a pusher or whatever, if you'll spend a good bit of time using these four words in this type of a question, it'll really inform you of how you're doing and how your people are receiving the energy from you, the direction from you, and it's real simple. What do you think? What do you think?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, even the most overbearing, aggressive, data-driven, Scrooge could stop for a minute and take a little feedback from people by just simply asking, what do you think?
And if you add on a few others, I remember my father teaching me that the four most important words in a marriage were, maybe I was wrong.
I thought you were going to say, yes, ma'am.
Yes, well, that's true, too. But
I found that works, too.
But also, just both of those are, or five words that I found were really, I thought, effective and powerful is, give me a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
If someone says, well, mm-hmm. yeah, that's terrible, that's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, all of those are, what they reflect is a willingness to listen, as well as a willingness to tell, but, you know,
well,
what
see,
do you think?
To me, the driver data-driven method, that model, presumes that the algorithm and the buyer of the algorithm are smarter than the people who it's being applied to.
Yes, that's true.
It presumes that, and I think that's a mistake. I think that's a dangerous strategy.
I think you're right. I mean, the algorithm may tell you how many minutes an employee is spending with a customer, but if you don't know the nature of the conversation that the employee is having with the customer, how demanding or non-demanding that customer is, or whether all of those things.
It's applying digital to analog, and there the twain often don't meet.
Often they don't, but you've got to, as a manager and a leader and a business owner, you've got to make sure that you make them meet.
Walter, well said. Great job today. Thank you so much for sharing these ideas with us. I hope you'll come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim.
You got a website you want to give us?
Oh, just thelordsofstrategy.com.
The Lords of Strategy, and they find out more about the book there, and it's available wherever books are sold. As I say, one of my favorite books in my library. Walter Kieschel, I'll be back another day, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.